Just prior to a Senate vote getting Fast Track Authority back on track, Republican senators and agricultural organization representatives held a press conference stressing the importance of growing markets for farmers and ranchers. Republican Conference Chairman John Thune of South Dakota.
We export about half of our wheat, soybeans, and rice. We export 75% of our cotton. We export 70% of almonds, walnuts, and pistachios, and 20% of poultry and pork. And the list goes on and on and on.
California Farm Bureau President Paul Wenger says without new trade agreements, export growth for agriculture will suffer.
Last year, we had a record $152 billion in exports for American agriculture. We are on pace this year to drop back by $9 billion because we have not been a part of any of the many agreements that are going on around the world. If we do not meet the demand, somebody else will meet that demand. And so we need to step up and empower the president and our trade negotiators to negotiate the best deals they can with the guidance of Congress. We all know what happens when you have too many cooks in the kitchen. What you get isn't going to be very good.
Senate Agriculture Committee Chairman Pat Roberts of Kansas says he's hopeful the Senate will ultimately pass TPA and that the House will follow suit.
I'm glad we've made some progress today. I'm glad that our colleagues across the aisle who decided to ride into a box canyon and sit on a couple of cactus and think about it turned around, and now we have some progress. So I think this first step and careful consideration in the Senate will buttress support in the House. I certainly hope so.
Thune, however, expressed doubt that the Senate will complete debate on the bill before Memorial Day.
It'd be really great to put this one up on the scoreboard before Memorial Day and then be able to have the House act on it when they come back after the break. But I think it's going to depend entirely on the amendment process, how lengthy that becomes, and how exhaustive, it becomes. How many people actually are going to want to get votes, and how cooperative both sides are.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.